Chapter 2, We're Still Making Sure. I was eager to begin tonight's meeting. At the end of our last session, Jim had taken me aside to express his frustration at not being able to get his teenagers to do what he wanted them to do when he wanted them to do it. I acknowledged the difficulty and told him that if he could hang in there for one more week, we'd go into the subject in depth. As soon as everyone had assembled, I wrote the topic of the evening on the board. Skills for Engaging Cooperation. Let's start at the very beginning, I said. When our kids were little, much of our time with them was spent making sure. We made sure they washed their hands, brushed their teeth, ate their vegetables, went to bed on time, and remembered to say please and thank you. There were also things we made sure they didn't do. We made sure they didn't run in the street, climb on the table, throw sand, hit, spit, or bite. We expected that by the time they reached their adolescent years, most of their lessons would have been learned. But much to our frustration and exasperation, we find ourselves still on the job, making sure. True, our teenagers don't bite or climb on the table anymore, but most still need reminders to do their homework, do their chores, eat sensibly, bathe periodically, get enough sleep, and get up on time. We're also still making sure there are things they don't do. Don't wipe your mouth on your sleeve. Don't throw your clothes on the floor. Don't tie up the phone. Don't use that tone of voice with me.